That was a really good movie, but I definitely called the ending. I did. I'm really glad we got to do this though. It's been way too long. You look sleepy. No? Well, your eyelids shutting are saying the opposite. You can spend the night if you want. It's getting pretty late now. I don't want you driving when you're so tired. Yeah? Good. It'll be nice. We can cuddle and watch another movie, maybe, if you don't fall asleep on me. And, I can make us breakfast tomorrow morning. I know your favourite. I haven't made it for you in a while. I'm sure you've missed my cooking. No, I've improved, I swear. I'll prove it to you. I will, yeah. I'm just a culinary master now. You look a bit too sleepy for another movie, though, I'll be honest. You're so cute when you're tired. Yeah, you come a bit closer, you. You're shivering. I'll warm you up a bit. That's better, isn't it? You were way too far away anyways. I thought you were gonna fall off the couch for a second. Really love being here with you. I've missed you a lot. Tell you a story. Yeah, I can tell you a story. Of course. If I just hold you while I do it. Yeah. You like that? I know you like it when I run my fingers through your hair. Okay. Well, this is not really a story, but I think more of me just remembering my childhood. You know, I told you I don't really remember much. At least not as much as other people do. I think this is something that's been one of the few memories that's really strong, though. And it basically, I got reminded of it when I was driving home the other day. It was really late, but it was a really clear night. And the moon, it just looked huge, massive. It felt so close, like I could reach out and just touch it. I love looking at the moon. I obviously couldn't admire it as much as I would have liked because I was driving, but it just reminded me of when I was a child. And when I was around 4, maybe 5, I was convinced, utterly and wholeheartedly, that the moon was my friend. And I remember sitting in the car with my parents, driving home from my grandparents' house. And I just sit and stare out the window, my cheek pressed up against it. They'd be arguing, like always, and I thought the moon came to make me feel better. I thought it followed me. 'Cause every time we'd turn a corner, it would be there on the other side. I'd get scared though. I thought maybe it wouldn't be there the next time we turned, but it always was. I used to speak to it, tell it about my day, tell it how I was feeling. It carried on like that for years, probably. I was a lonely child. Kids can be really mean. I always gave so much of myself to people, even when I was a little girl. I mean, I still do. Even when they don't quite give as much of themselves back. I got hurt a lot. Still do sometimes, though I try and do it less now. It's not something I can always control, really. But it's never like that with you. I don't know, the moon was always, I mean, still is something that always brings me so much comfort. And you do the same. And I can't even tell you how grateful I am to have you. You're incredible. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it. Would it be wrong if I... Is it wrong that I really want to kiss you right now? I know I shouldn't. We're just friends. I really shouldn't kiss you, but I can't help but want it. I've wanted it for a long time. I've wanted you for a long time. It's been really difficult being away from you. It reminded me of how much I need you. Please. You have no idea how many times I've imagined that. Please, please keep kissing me. Can I just... Is it okay if I just... Sit on you like this. Fuck. Do you like that? Do you like it when I cry? can feel how hard you're getting. Fuck, you feel so good. You feel so good against me. Can I take this off, please? Yeah. There we go. That's better. Fuck. No, that feels really good. I'm so wet for you. Fuck. You're so hard. Yeah, just the tip against my clit. Fuck. Fuck. That's so good. Fuck. You're so good. I need to feel you inside of me, please. No, I don't have a condom, but we can just figure that out later. It's fine. I really need you inside of me, please, please. Yeah, if you just put the tip in first, yeah, that'd be good. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Fuck. Not so good. I've thought about fucking you like this so many times. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck, that's so good. Is it be okay if we just slow down a little bit? Yeah, I really wanna feel how deep you are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just slowly. Yeah. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh. You're so good to me. So fucking good to me. Oh, please don't stop. Oh, that feels really good. Yeah, just keep doing it like that. Just slow. I really need you to come inside of me. Fuck. Please. I really need it. I really need you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You fuck me so good. Oh, I can't believe I've gone this long without having you. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just right there. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I'm gonna come for you. Yeah. I'm really close. Oh, you're too good. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just too good. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm nearly there. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come for you. Fuck. Fuck. That's okay. You can keep going. I'm just really sensitive. That feels really good though. Oh, are you close? Yeah. Can you come for me, please? Can you please come for me? I need you to come for me. Oh, yeah. Can you just come inside of me? Just really, I really want you to fill me with your cum. I want to feel it. I want to feel it drip out of me. Please. Yeah. If I just push down on you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Please. Please come for me. Yeah, just like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. Can we just stay here for a bit? Can you just kiss me, please? So good to me. Yeah. Now we can cuddle for a bit here. We should probably move to the bed though. I think I'm gonna fall asleep too now. Thank you. Thank you for being so good to me.